Hello. Morning. Evening. Let's see. I just got into the futon a little bit that they laid out. It's so comfortable. I nearly passed out in there, and I was like, oh no, I need to do a space. I'm not in the water right now. I'm actually drinking my beer at the table because I didn't finish it earlier from the dinner. And I grabbed a Coca-Cola from the fridge and I actually just put it outside in the balcony. Maybe I'll drink it. I figured I could drink it in the water later on. So there's that prepared. But I'll be at the table side area first with my drink. Yeah, something about like going to the bath and then like after the bath and eating, and then when you get into the covers, your body just like sinks into it. And it's so comfortable. I did not get sake. I got beer because that was what I felt like in that moment. Yeah. Futon makes people useless. Exactly. I felt like melting into the mattress and just passing out. I think I gotta sleep very early anyway because I gotta wake up really early. Breakfast is super early in the morning. Yeah, and plus I missed out on the beer yesterday. Exactly. They didn't deliver it, so now I'm here with the beer. So yeah, I have Sapporo now that I didn't get yesterday. See and pour the rest. A couple of drops left. Okay, I'm gonna finish drinking this. Yeah, I finished the prepping the PowerPoints. That's good. So I just need to present it tomorrow. I need to leave quite early too, because I need to get to the office in time for the meeting so that I could like present it. So I need to get back. But I'll have like breakfast tomorrow, like regular, and I'll check out. Have some coffee in the lobby and then take the train back. Yeah. Cheers. Oh, yeah. I'll cheers with you. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Cheers. Yeah. I tried the onsen downstairs too. It's okay, I think. But it's just that there were three other ladies there when I was there, so. And also the water outside. In the Rotenburo outside in the big bath house was very nurui, like not very hot. Like the water was very just like warm, which is not good enough. You need to burn a little bit, you know? An onsen, a 39 degree bath in the winter is too cold. You join them, of course. That's how onsen works. I mean, I don't talk to them or anything. If you don't know each other, you're supposed to ignore each other. Don't even make eye contact. Yeah. Slash the show dominance. No, that's very rude. You're supposed to walk. If you're trying to get to a spot that you want to sit in the onsen, you have to try and walk and make as little like waves as possible when you walk. Okay, don't be making waves in the water. It's so rude. Disturbing other people's enjoyment of the onsen. Gotta come out a little red, exactly. I gotta come out steaming a little bit. Like I become a heater. There's smoke coming out of my skin from the water being so hot. That's how hot it gotta be. Yeah. Ah, okay. Okay, let me pour the rest of this beer. Was nice. I was watching TV earlier too. How nice. Just to relax. Watch TV a bit. Eat. Have some tea. They left some hot water. I think. Imawaita omizu. There's some hot water. And a tea set. I can make tea myself. And a little bit more hot water, just like nice mountain spring water. Naruhodo. They said in case I get thirsty at night. The service here is amazing. I've never been to a place at this price point. I think this is the most expensive ryokan that I've ever been in. And the service is like plus one. Like it's like better than usual. Like they take you to your room, explain everything, but also like when you as you're entering the place, they'll be like, "What is your reservation?" They'll like greet you at the door and like be like, "Welcome," like right at the doorway, like before you even enter the building. They're like welcoming you at the driveway. So it's really, really nice here. I haven't even really like walked around or anything because honestly, I just enjoy my time relaxing in the room. But yeah, I wish I could stay longer tomorrow, to be honest. But I have to go to work, which is annoying. Well, not like I haven't been to this area a couple of times before, so it's okay, but oh well. The service is amazing, not the signal. The Wi-Fi is okay. It's stable, not that fast, but stable, so it's okay. The Wi-Fi has been fine. How many stars rating? I mean, this place is really good and very clean, and the renovation is very modern. And like honestly, and the way they explain the bath, it's amazing. So I would say this is like basically like one of the best ryokan you could ask for. I guess the only thing that I would say that could be better is maybe I don't know. I don't even know if that's like a thing that could be better per se, but like none of the baths have a view, I guess. That's one thing that maybe I would say. If they also had a view, this place would be so expensive, though. It would be impossible. The service is really good. They have basically everything except maybe they don't clean frequently enough in the bath downstairs. Because when I was taking a shower, there was a clump of hair at the drain, probably from one of the ladies who was in the bath outside. And I was like, "What is this clump of hair?" And I washed it away. I washed it away with the shower head, but like, but other than that, it's been otherwise clean, so I don't know. Yeah. A full report on the desk. No view is quite normal for rooms that need privacy. Because this room has an onsen in it, so the view is obstructed by bamboo, and it's on purpose so that people can't see inside. Yeah. You sure it's not yours? I didn't wash my hair, so I'm sure it's not mine. My hair was inside a shower cap, so 100% not mine. Yeah. Fresh hair, disgusting. Oh my gosh. Fair enough. Yeah. Oh, okay. Losing clumps of hair. I don't know how it is possible that there's a clump of hair. But yeah, it was. So, maika. The other good thing is the drinks in the fridge are free. The soft drinks in the fridge are free. The alcohol was not. But the soft drinks are all free. So I just got my free can of Coca-Cola. I might actually just take some of the drinks in the fridge and go. Take some of it with me. There's a can of Bacardi Sweat too, and some cans of teas. I might grab a couple and leave with it. Because why the hell not? There's no milk in the fridge. Why would there be milk? Some people shed a lot. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Fancy places, states charge crazy prices. The infamous mini bar. Right, the mini bar is the soft drinks are free. Yeah. Yeah, who would drink them? Not you, maybe the next guest. Yeah. Ah, the milk at the vending machine. I didn't see one actually. I didn't see any milk. So, well, it's fine. I don't actually need it. I see, I see. No, I don't even usually drink the milk. I usually drink like the coffee milk. which is basically coffee, actually. But I didn't see a vending machine for it, actually, so no, I didn't have any. Whew. Oh, I'll get in the onsen later too. Yeah, it's okay. I have beer and coke and water and tea, so it's a fine. Yeah. I can't wait to sleep in the futon. It's so comfortable. I'll be so sad to leave. I want to live here. Hey. Ikuka. Outside. I'm chilling my coke by putting it outside. I put it on the bench outside in the balcony so that it could stay cold, even though I took it out of the fridge early. The coldest place is actually outside, so. Is the robe comfy? Actually, I tie it too tight, so it's actually not that comfy, but it's super tight. So tight. Sabu, so cold. Is it cold? It is really cold, actually. It's warmer. Here? Oh, wait, I need to tie my hair. Hold on. Tie my hair up. Okay. Ah, oh, it's kind of loose. Oh, a little bit loose. A little bit loose. Well, I'm gonna tie a little higher. 27 Fahrenheit? That's really cold. Now, it's a little, it's not under freezing here, but still very cold. Not really t-shirt weather, I would say. You said some bird treats? Thank you. I can't really check here. Hold on. I have to like log into Streamlabs to be able to check. Let me see. Streamlabs. ログインしないとダメだ。Log in with YouTube. It's making me verify. Okay, there. Okay, I'm in. Oh, my nose is really stuck as well. Still very stuffy. But luckily, my cough and like whatever has gone much better, so 良くなった。A bottle of Lua onsen water. I heard of its amazing healing capabilities. Alright, well, let me see. Let's try. I have a Coca-Cola waiting for me outside. Sanrio! Ah, it's cold! Ah. God, I'm warming the water now. I think I had it on too low of a setting, maybe, to keep the water warm while it's cold outside, so I have to turn up the spring water thingy. Make it faster. Oh my god, it's so cold. I'm gonna collect spring water. Use it on the cell. Lukewarm, but it's not onsen water warm right now inside, so but it's warmer inside the bath than outside for sure. So I'm in the bath now. Anyway, I can see I have you guys on a little bench next to the bath. So you guys won't get wet, don't worry. Yes. As in, it's not hot enough. It needs to be hotter, the water. Now, my phone, it's gotta be dry and safe. I'm gonna sit closer to where the water's coming out because it's warm over there. Okay. What if I want to get wet? You're out of luck. Bring your own phone and get that wet instead. I don't mind. No waterproof case? I mean, I still wouldn't put it in the water, even with a case. It can get, like, damp, for sure. But, the phone becomes, like, difficult to use when your fingers are wet, like a touchscreen. So, it's not really good to put it in, or, like, use wet fingers on it. Like, it starts to be like, oh, you can't do that when you, hold on. I just got some water on ya. Okay, gotta be careful. Yeah. Yeah, the best thing is to just not put your phone in the water. Yeah, touchscreen is so funny with wet fingers. It doesn't know what to do. Okay. Once it gets really warm, then I'll crack open my Coca-Cola. It's still pretty cold. Oops.
I don't know why. I got the water so cold. Oops.
Yeah.
It would start randomly calling numbers and the screen was wet. Yeah, yeah, it starts randomly clicking different parts of the screen, which is bad. So, like, it thinks that the water is, like, a finger touching it, so, it's definitely bad. Put fingers in a bag of rice. Yeah. It's so weird, the water is so cold. Maybe I'll use the water mixer. There's this, like, ladle thing for mixing the water. You like the water sounds? That's good. I've been mixing water. So much warmer this way. Onsen ASMR experience? Yes. Okay, mixing it is actually making it a lot warmer. Okay, the area near the... it's like super cold where it's far from the water. Wow, the difference in water temperature in different levels of this bath is really crazy. Okay, well, I'll do more later. Well, it's still warm near the spout where the water's coming out, but not that warm yet. How big is the ladle? It's roughly the size of an iPad mini. The ladle itself, and then the stick is like 2 feet. Yeah. And then you just mix water with it. It's like flat, it's a flat wooden ladle, and then you just mix your onsen water with, like, you kind of punch the onsen water with it, and then it kind of mixes the hot water on the top and the cold water at the bottom a little better. Mini size? Well, this is a mini bath. The bath is very small. It fits one person. Barely one person. Ugh. Smack. Oh no. Fighting the water. Yeah, it's like kind of like that, I guess. I guess you could say that. Oh, the spring water feels really nice coming out. It's gonna take a while to replace all this not hot water. Normally I would sit further away in the bath, but the water there is so cold. Okay, I'm trying to kick away the cold water. It's getting warmer, yes.
Relaxing? Yes, I am. I'm doing that right now. Hold on. Touch screen. Ooh, it turned on its own with the water. Oops. I have to keep drying the screen. Okay. Alright, here's my Coca-Cola. Do you have time preference to get into the bath when you're in Yokan? Usually, like, basically straight after I arrive.
I'll go in once, and then before dinner, usually. And if I feel up for it, then after dinner again. And then if I have time, then after breakfast again, before I check out. The sound of the cold one is just a Coca-Cola. It's not a beer. I already had the cold one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Get back in at 3 a.m. Well, I can if I feel like it, but ooh, it's cold. But I think hopefully I'd be asleep at that time. I gotta wake up real early tomorrow, like 7 a.m. Yeah. Oh, it's nice and warm. I can't believe I made the water cold. That was a fail. Should have kept the water warm. Waking up 7 a.m. should be outlawed. Well, I just want to be ready because the breakfast lady will be here at 8 a.m. with my food and stuff. So I gotta make sure I'm ready for that. You know? Yeah. Perhaps on the next one, you'll get more free than today. The one in January? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Actually, I was just looking at ryokans yesterday, and like a lot of the nice ones that I was thinking of, they're all like booked out in January, so I might actually go for a later date. The one that I like in this like specific onsen town, they're like booked out. I guess because a lot of people have holidays in December and January, so a lot of it is just fully booked. Yeah, especially the nicer rooms. Dump a presentation on you on ryokan day. It's actually internal, but because we have really tight deadlines for a couple of things that we're doing, so that's why. Yeah. I'm spacing out another one. Yeah, exactly. Because this place is already quite pricey for one person, but I still used less than half of what you guys sent me. It still cost half of what the fund you guys made was, and it's already one of the more expensive ones that I could book. Of course, there are even more expensive ones, but this one's already really nice, and it's in a very accessible area that I'll talk about, like, later. So, yeah. Make the most out of it, yeah. So I'll try and get a different experience elsewhere, you know? That should be nice. Woo! Onsen is starting to get warm. Starting to feel really nice in here. Ooh. It still needs to be a little hotter, I think. Just a little bit hotter. Now it's still not warm enough. Nice view. Well, actually, a lot of onsens are not ocean view. The really popular ones tend to be mountain or river view. I think that's the most common meta for onsen. But then all the mountain and river view ones tend to be really tough to access. Like, you have to take a really remote train, and then you have to connect on a bus or something. I hate connecting on buses. So, I tend to pick the ones that are actually near a train station, and I can just walk there from the train station. Like, there are some really nice onsens in Nikko area, but it's very, very remote. Birdlings are kind of crazy. Yeah, you guys are. crazy, crazy. The onsen with the capybaras, not one that you can go in with the capybaras, but I think so. I saw it online, but yeah. Onsen ryokan have their own Japanese garden they're proud of. Does that one have one? Not this one, I think. Not every onsen has one. The one that I've been that has one is in Hakone area. Some traditional ryokan there have them. I've been to one with that, but I don't know. I think those are just okay. I prefer if it has like a really grand, like good onsen. That's usually my preference. The one that I've been in Hakone is quite nice, but I would still say for the price that they charge, it's okay. Yeah. Would have been kind of nice, though. I guess so. I don't know. I'm mostly a bath appreciator. And the bath here is very nice. Main attraction is the onsen, exactly. I'm drinking a Coca-Cola in the onsen now. And I feel like this would make a really good picture. Do you think I could take a picture during a space of the onsen? Or would it, like, screw up the space? It might stop the space, actually. Never mind. I won't do it. I won't do it. I'll do it later. I feel like this would be a really artistic picture of the tap where the water's coming out. Yeah, it might stop the space. I think last time I opened TikTok and stopped the space. Like, the space just automatically ended. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, onsen sake? No, I didn't get any sake, actually. I was going to, but I got a beer. Earlier. So that's it. I got a beer. Yeah. Oh, finally, most of the bath is warm, I think. Most of it. I'm gonna make it less. Have less water come out at the same time. Just a little trickle. I'm trying to think how small of a trickle is a trickle enough. Okay, this is okay, I think. I'm just letting the water trickle now. I'm in the bath with my phone and my Coca-Cola. How red will I get? Actually, I don't get that red. I'm not red yet right now. Because the water's not very hot for onsen standard. It has to be a lot hotter than this. How big was the bath? Can you full dip into it? Fully dipping into an onsen bath is illegal. You can't do that. You can't put your head into it. All onsen baths are generally engineered to be roughly the depth of, if you sit down on it, on your butt, the water goes up to roughly your neck, your collarbone neck area, so that you could sit, in here all the way up to your neck, and your head doesn't go into the water. You're generally definitely not supposed to put your head in the water. In a private bath, no one's gonna see you, so it's fine. But, like, in a public bath, oh my god, don't do it. And also, it's really bad for you, because onsen water is bad for your eyes. Like, you don't, put your head underwater in the onsen, because it's, like, it's actually bad for you. Yeah. Hold on, my hair.
Tie thing is coming off. I need to tie it again. It's annoying.
Oh, Yeah, the sulfur and stuff is bad for you, so you're not supposed to put your head in it. Yeah. And don't drink it for sure. Probably doesn't taste good. Yeah, do not drink it. It's got some sulfur and stuff in it. Why would you open your eyes though? Yeah, don't. I mean, you could accidentally get it in your eyes though, and it is bad for you for sure. Yeah. It's good for your skin, bad for your organs. Don't drink it. Don't put it in your eyes. Don't get it in your face. Delicious sulfur, yeah. Purify it first. Yeah, just don't drink it. Long glass of onsen before bed. Some very poisonous stuff. Shortening your lifespan. Enhances the flavor. It gives it this deep, tangy flavor. Smells like eggs. Smells like rotten eggs. That's what it smells like. Just the way I like it. If you ever been to a onsen, active like onsen area where there's like actual onsen water springing out of the ground, it smells like rotten eggs. You submitted your desk for the base review. Might be boring because it's probably too tidy to make fun of. That's okay. Happy to have submissions for something like that. Happy to evaluate everybody's desks. But yeah, places like I think there's an area in Hakone where they have a natural spring, and it smells like eggs. You can like ride a, you can ride a kana, you can ride a cable car over it. I remember doing that as a kid with my family. And then in Kusatsu Onsen, they also have the same where the entire downtown area smells literally like eggs because it's just natural spring water instead of a river water. Right? It's not river water, it's spring water. And it smells like eggs, the whole downtown area. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. You get used to the smell, but at first it's like, wow, it really stinks here. Smelling rotten eggs everywhere. Yeah. Oh, I kind of wish I wore my shower cap. My hair is like dropping into the water. It's kind of annoying. It's worth a dip in the onsen, right? Yeah, for sure. The whole town smells like chocolate. Ah, that's right. There's an area in Osaka, where they have the Gudico factories. Gudico is a candy brand, a candy company in Japan, and they have the actual factories in this part of Osaka, and it smells like chocolate there too. So that's pretty cool. My hair again. Ah, it's so cold when the wind comes by. So, oh, tie it in a proper bun. Okay. Maybe this is better. My hair will stop falling out of the hair tie. Okay. An area that smells like Lua, so like nothing, because I don't smell like anything in particular. No smells. I I don't really think I smell like anything. But then again, how would you know your own smell? I got some onsen water in my eye. Hold on. It looks like I'm gonna die. Okay, I wiped it. Okay, I wiped it. Not even citrusy. Maybe occasionally citrusy. Yeah, when I use citrus smelling items, maybe. Yeah, literally, that's my face right now. That emote. Oh, I got onsen water in my eye. When I was little, I used to think sulfur was the smell of old people because my family went to some hot springs and there was old people everywhere. Oh my god. So old people just smelled like rotten eggs. Sounds about right. Huh. What other places are there? A lot of old people. They let it rip all the time. Oh my god. And that's the sulfur smell. That's what's powering our onsens, everybody. And you know what Japan has? A lot of old people. So so that's why they have the best onsens. It all makes sense now. Reducing all these natural springs. What we have is lines and lines of old people just like letting it out. Powering our natural springs. Oh my god. It's a human to spring pipeline. Yeah, they just climb in. Oh my god, that's disgusting. Sulfur is odorless. It's just the old people. Oh my god. Don't let this distract you from the fact that onsen is wonderful. Just don't think about where it comes from. Oh, the onsen feels good now. This is a wonderful temperature. Very nice. Yep. Like a lot of things in life, just don't think about where it came from. Exactly. When you eat your chicken, do you think about the chicken's life? Before it became the chicken on your plate. Thanks, old people. Is the aging population why Japan has so many hot springs? Or is the number of hot springs the reason why we're producing so many old people? Japan government is like, we have to make more old people so that we can make more hot springs, so that we can attract more tourists, so that we can stimulate the economy, is what they thought. And then they started to produce way too many old people. Yeah. You deserve this trip. You worked hard on in Austria. Thank you so much. Thank you. No, all thanks to you guys that I can be here right now. So, really happy about it. And really looking forward to tucking myself in that bed and having the massive breakfast tomorrow morning. Yeah, onsen is where they draw their energy from. Exactly.
There's an oversupply of elderly folks and not enough young people here. Are happy to do this for you? Well, thank you. Thank you. Picture of the breakfast before you dig in. I took pictures of everything before I dug in. It's just that I planned on sharing it in the stream, like, after. I plan on sharing it in tomorrow's night stream at the start. Before I start doing the beans hand cam, I was going to show you guys pictures from the trip. So, look forward to it. I took pics of everything. All the food and everything before I dug in. Yep. And happy bird beans for doing something right. Thank you. Now I know where to go. Japan. Well, I guess you'll be there producing onsen water for the rest of your elderly life. Look forward to it. Yeah. Thank you. Contribute to onsen energy. Yes. It's a very efficient way to live. Share pics of the onsen bath water. Oh my god. I would take a picture right now, but then I'm afraid it would stop the space. Ryokan meals are so picturesque. I really look forward to seeing it. Yeah, they actually gave me so many items that were prettier than they were tasty. I wish they gave me more sashimi instead, but the sashimi was very, very good. Also, I got to have a pufferfish today. It's apparently in season right now, so I had pufferfish sashimi. It was very good. Donating your body for science. Yes, exactly. Sounds like people are being shipped to Japan's onsens when they reach a certain age. It's the human's onsen pipeline, like I said. Yeah, how was it? The dinner was very good. And I really enjoyed the dessert, and the rice was really good. The beer was good. I had a nice, relaxing time. Isn't that deadly if done wrong? Yeah. But generally, all the places that serve fugu here are very licensed and done normally, so done well. So there tends to be no problem here. Is it the poisonous fish? Yes. If you prepare it the wrong way, it can be poisonous, yes. But I'm alive, as you can see, so it was not poisonous. Yeah, but it's very tasty. Yeah. Wow, I'm gonna sleep so, so well tonight. Yeah, if you cook it right, it's safe to eat. Exactly. We can hear for sure. Yep, I'm still here. I'm still here. Hey. Oh, the breeze feels really nice while sitting in the hot onsen. 12 hours of sleep. I can't sleep that much. I have to wake up at 7 a.m. tomorrow. I need to wake up early. Sadly, so. Have you pre-ordered your KFC for Christmas yet? I normally don't get KFC for Christmas, actually. Like, checkout here is actually at 11, but then I have to check out much earlier than that so that I can race back to the city and go into the office. Yeah. Nah, I'm never prepared for 7 a.m. Never. Not when I'm in Japan. I sleep so much when I'm here. But if I sleep by midnight, I should at least get 7 hours of sleep in, which is nice. Maybe even earlier, too. I'll probably brush my teeth in a bit and tuck myself in bed soon, so, and then fall asleep. Yeah, I know, right? It's so annoying. Yeah, or like, why do they need me to present the internal deck that I made? They can just read it instead. They can just read the deck, and I don't have to present it. That'd be nice. Then I could just check out 11 and leisurely make my way back. Just read it. You just miss listening to your voice. Nah, it's normal company culture to have to present the stuff that you made. People prefer to have stuff like explained to them, especially senior people. That's just how it is. I always wake up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. and make the breakfast for me and my mom. Aww. You wake up so early, but you sleep so late. You don't sleep much then. Seniors. I wake up at 3 a.m. for Hula streams. That's good. Early riser. Get back to the onsen. I sleep at 11 JST. That's nice. Very early. That's roughly when 11 p.m. Oh, you're gonna sleep in an hour. That's roughly. I go to sleep. I'm probably gonna sleep tonight by midnight, I think. So that I can wake up. I can wake up at, I can wake up at 7 in the morning. Get around 7 hours of sleep. Yeah, sleeping early at a ryokan is really nice. I think definitely one of the good parts about being at a ryokan is, getting to feel really tired really early on and then, like, fall asleep early and then wake up early for breakfast and feel like you've done so much in the morning. Have you looked at karaoke submissions yet? I have not checked them yet. Water ambient sounds. It doesn't always have water ambient sounds. Not all rooms come with a bath in them. I just picked the one with it because it's more expensive. I should get out soon. I'm starting to get wrinkly. Oh yeah, the karaoke submission, you could edit it as many times as you like. But you can only submit once per email. So. Oh. I had too much liquids. I'm gonna wash off. I'm gonna prune, yeah. I'm starting to prune. Nice to listen to me hum. I'll hum now. I'll have to miss a big part of the karaoke because of work. Oh, no worries. It didn't feel that long? What do you mean? What didn't feel that long?
Oh, like being in the onsen? Yeah, we've been here a while now.
We've been here for a sec.
Young people become old people when they prune up. Is that how that works? Okay, I'm gonna get out. Take everything inside with me. Oh, it's cold. Okay. Okay, we're inside. Oh no, the towel is pretty cold. Good thing I didn't. I'm not so wet, so just quickly wipe myself up. Hold on, let me get some tissues. My nose. Hey, okay. Oh, put my clothes back on. The sulfur. For speeding up the process of getting old. It's only been 30 minutes. Oh, okay. I think that's a decent amount of time to be in the water, though, to be honest. We're gonna... At least the onsen warmed up after, like, 10 minutes-ish. That's not so bad, is it? It was a good bath, thank you. Yeah. Very nice bath. A comfy post-dinner bath. My coughs have gotten more clear. Like, they're less painful now. Not as painful as before. I think... Let's sit down a bit over here. Okay, let's make backrest behind the bed. I've got one of these little folding triangle things that I can put behind the futon and act like the bed is a seat. Oh, there's a little backrest. Very nice. Oh, this is too comfy. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, this is very comfy. Extremely, extremely comfy. But yeah, I have to try my best not to cough when there's like other people. So I don't scare them or something. Yeah. Don't fall asleep in your space. I won't. I haven't brushed my teeth yet. I need to finish my Coke. And then I'll go brush my teeth, dry my hair a little bit. My hair's got a little wet from dipping slightly in the water. Dry it, and then probably get ready for bed soon. Oh, feels really nice. Bean tan cam tomorrow. What are we doing on Thursday? I never remember my own schedule. Eto ne?
I look at my own schedule now. Team Fortress.
Yeah.
ASMR? Okay. Cover. なるほど. Lots going on this week. Very busy. So. Very busy. Yeah. Finally headed home. That's good. Not Titanfall. Teen Titans 2. That's TT. Not TF. TF2 Thursday. That sounds like it should be a weekly thing. I become obsessed with Team Fortress, and we play it every Thursday. Imagine. Team Titanfall Fortress, exactly. Team Fortress will be interesting. Will it be? I don't know. I don't know what to expect, but looking forward to it. Like Taco Tuesday, yup, Team Fortress Thursdays. We're not doing it weekly. If it turns out to be very easy to like play with everyone, then we could definitely schedule it quite frequently. It should be fun. The same way we could play Crab Game together, you know? And then my brother really started watching. He's basically just into whatever is popular among his friends, you know? The boy doesn't have opinions of his own. Who would I main? I want to play Pyro, I think. It should be fun. Yeah. FPS Lua is coming. Mm-hmm. I hope when we start, we get a lot of practice enemies to just, like, get a feel for it. Just practice match where I get to try shooting. I don't think Fortnite is the current thing for kids, even. I don't even know what kids currently play. Overwatch, probably. Yeah. We haven't done Crab Game at all. We have not. Did you ever check if Fall Guys worked there? I keep forgetting to check. I keep meaning to and I keep forgetting. Pyro is pretty easy to start with. Yes, I watched a guide video and it said that Pyro was easy to start with. So that's why I decided to do it. Yeah. Casually destroy brother. Just normal things, yeah. I think I gotta go dry my hair.
Oh, wet hair is bad. And then I can maybe brush my teeth too. Hold on, I'll finish my Coke first. Fortnite and Among Us. My brother's not a kid anymore. So he's probably into Overwatch, just like all the other kids. M1 plus 2 plus W. What does that mean? Blow a dryer ASMR. Yes. Oh, that's right. VR Among Us. That's crazy. Okay. Drinking the Coke quickly. VR Among Us? Nah, I don't want to play Among Us. I don't like it. There we go. Okay. Drank everything. Now in the bathroom. I'm gonna dry my hair, okay? Excuse me. They have a really nice hair dryer here.
Lying to your friends is fun for the whole family. Yeah, I don't like lying. Yeah, exactly. So I don't like to play this game. Closer. Electric kettles, what about them? What do you mean? So new kind of electric kettles. Let me tell you why at a Japanese ryokan having an electric kettle is inferior than having an electric hot water dispenser that always dispenses hot water. It's either that or there is a pre-boiled hot water in a flask that always dishes out drinkable hot water that you can use with tea at any point in time. It's always hot. You don't have to boil it. So, in fact, an electric kettle would be inferior in this particular circumstance.
I can make tea, hot tea at any time, basically. I'll make some after this, maybe. It's not long boiled hot water. It's hot water that was boiled and then put into a flask. And then it stays warm, roughly a good temperature for tea. So it stays like roughly a good temperature for the tea. So then you can just make the tea right away whenever you want. Hold on then. I can make some. Get the teapot. Get the tea. Get the cup. And the hot water. For the tea. Oosh-ya. It's good all. Okay, how's the tea selection? Just green tea. There's no selection to speak of. Everyone should have one of those, especially in the winter. They get insane mileage out of them. I know, I really want one, but I don't have space to put it. Like, where would I put it? I don't have space. It's very sad. Okay. I might have put too much leaves into this, actually. But it's okay. Yep, water's still hot. Put it in. Okay. And then close the lid. I just microwave the water. That is such an American thing to do. But I, no, they gave me this flask with hot water in it. That always dispenses hot water. And then I'll just wait a little bit for the tea to seep. I have a lot of liquids before bed. It's okay. I will water flowers later. Hope you're enjoying yourself. I am. Thank you. Just woke up. Morning. The nice ones you can set to maintain different temperatures. Right. True. In the winter, you get insane. Ah, soka, soikoto. Nature's the onsen. Well, of course it's not the onsen water. It's from the water that you're supposed to use with tea.
They have a specific one that they gave me for that. There's something for everything, you know? They make it so that everything is very easy for you here. That's the service. It's part of the service. You shouldn't have to do such... How do you say it? You shouldn't have to do such peasantly things as boil your own water. Boiling my own water? Like a peasant? Yeah, exactly. So you don't have to do that. Ryokan, don't worry. Mundane tasks. No, peasant tasks. Like boiling water. The water is boiled for me. It has already been boiled when it was served. Well, I expect to be like a queen at a ryokan for sure if I paid this much for it. So yeah, of course. Let's see if the tea is green. This is green enough. Maybe it's okay. I'll try some. Oh, this is pretty strong. I think I added a lot of leaves. It's pretty strong green tea. How life should be every day. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I should go see what kind of books and stuff they have. They're not really books, but like, okay. Let's see. Ashita kohi ga aru no. There's a coffee machine downstairs that's free. Also, it was really cool, but when I was downstairs, going to the onsen, because the big onsen is like on the first floor, and then they had like on display a TV from the 1960s, a TV that was manufactured in the 1960s, and then they had a radio that was manufactured in the 1940s on display. It looked so cool. They were huge. The TV was like a box, and the radio was like a size of like a pair of speakers or something. Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. What's all this? Nani kore? Oh! Wow, a charger extension thingy? They give you wires! Wow, for charging any phone! Whoa, it's free? Wow, the amenities are great here! In case you forgot to bring, like, your phone charger. Oh. I was just looking around. Please feel free to use this to charge. That's nice. Wow. What is this? Oh, what's the smell? Okay, there's pen and stuff. Yeah, how nice that they have it for free. Oh, here are your... Oh, is this the advertisement for the mattress that they're using? Ooh, Muatsu-san. Do you... Muatsu futon. Oheya no shikibuton wa... Showa Nishikawa no Muatsu futon o goyoi shite orimasu. Ii ne. Kaitai. Hoshii. It's very good. I wonder how much something like this is. This futon is very good. I laid on it and I was like, wow. Wow, this is nice. I'll put it on top of my futon. on top of my mattress. Another mattress on top of my mattress. And then use that instead. Oh, they have a movie selection in a booklet form. Let me see. Probably pretty. Is it soft or firm? I think it's more on the firm side. So, on the cover of the movie's selection is Morbius. Morbius, Supernova. I don't know what movie this is. Supernova. I don't know what the movie is. This Cloutier. I don't know what that is. And then they just have all these channel guides. Okay, there's a lot of movies. There's a lot going on here. I don't know. Okay, cool. And then there's this display in this rock. Nanisore. All of the paper sliding doors at our inn are mountain doors. Mountain door is used traditional technique for assembling trees without using nails. Ah, the way where they create doors without using nails. I really like that. They do that in a lot of temples too. Any anime movies? I don't think so. Fellowship of the Ring and the Noka. I really like the pattern of the sliding door. It's really pretty. The paper door. Also, in a lot of these older ryokan, they do this thing where they have the window, right? Area. They have the window area where you can like rest out here. And then in front of the window area, there is another sliding door. And then that keeps out the wind even more, and it keeps the inside really warm. So you'll have basically like the exit and then another sliding door. A paper sliding door that keeps out the wind. Yeah. So double layer. Keeps the inside warm. It's crazy how they build them so well. Yeah, the doors. I really like those too, for sure. All right, let's close the curtain. I think it's going to be cold. It's going to be sunny, I mean, in the morning when I wake up. If I don't close the curtain. Yeah, sounds nice. Okay. I'll finish this tea. And then I guess I'll brush my teeth too. Teeth brushing ASMR, here we go. Like an airlock, yeah, kind of like that. Oh, this toothbrush is hard. Mm-mm.
Against teeth brushing, was I?
I got a rinse.
Yeah. Oh well, it's fine. Just gotta rinse a little bit. Let me see what else is in the mini fridge. Water, Bacari, veggie juice, orange juice, and 2 teas. That's what they got. I think I'll take the Bacari with me maybe tomorrow. Hold on. Oh, I didn't bring floss, but there's 2 floss. I'll use that. Quite a lot. Yeah, that's just the soft drinks. The rest is like there's osake and like wine and beer and things like that in the fridge as well if I wanted to take some and drink it. So then I just be charged for it when I check out. But I don't want to drink anymore tonight. I feel good to sleep. Oh, I better remember. I think they gave me a 3,000 yen coupon when I checked in. I think I can use it at checkout. 3,000 coupon. Nice. For using in the area, but I think I'll just use it at checkout. Maybe. See if I could do that. I gotta remember tomorrow. Yeah, extra 3,000 yen coupon, not bad. They're trying to encourage people who live in Japan to travel more around Japan and use more money in like different regions, you know? So they're trying to give like subsidies, but the amounts are not like huge. It's
it's like 3,000 yen and stuff like that. But not bad. Pretty nice for just like free money. So maybe my beer was free that I ordered for dinner. Probably. Mm. So that's good. Hmm. Anyway, I think I'll retire for a bit soon. Probably gonna dry my hair again a little bit. Mm. It's still a little bit wet. But yeah, and then I'll probably try to drift off to sleep early-ish. Oh, there's like USB chargers by the TV. I just saw. Oh. I see. So if they set up the bed by the TV, I could charge by the TV. But I set it up over there by the balcony area. Because I was having dinner at the desk and I was like, I don't want to move. So, but it's still kind of far, I guess. Like, the place where you charge versus where you sleep. Oh, well. I'll just not be able to hold my phone if I'm charging my phone, that's all. But yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me tonight. I'm going to be sleeping very, very, very soundly on this very nice futon. Which I'm really excited to go into, so... I'll see you all tomorrow for my trip report in tomorrow's stream. And also my beans hand cam, where I will be picking up beans, coffee beans, with chopsticks, with my hands, with chopsticks in tomorrow's stream. Let's see if I could do it. Thing is, I will be also be wearing gloves, so it might make it more difficult. So we'll see. Yeah. Good night. And you guys have a nice day if you're going to have the rest of your day. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.